This weekend marks the official opening of the grilling season. Time to move outdoors and leave the dining room to gather dust until the first chill of fall. Weekend Edition food commentator Bonnie Wolf has these suggestions on how to cook when it's summertime and the living is easy.
Braised lamb shanks are really inappropriate after Memorial Day. Almost as bad as wearing white shoes after Labor Day. Gardens and fields are producing like bunny rabbits. The fish are jumping and the ocean is teeming with crabs and clams. This is not the crockpot season. The summer cook faces only one problem: what to do with the Earth's bounty. Cookbook writers are there for you. They've spotted the trends, identified the shortcuts, and figured out how to deal with all those zucchini. They know summer entertaining is casual. As a matter of fact, in summer, forget entertaining. What we really do is have people over. Food writer Pam Anderson totally gets it. She's written a book called Perfect Recipes for Having People Over. She writes things like, kebabs are a host's dream, or the mixed grill offers something for everyone. She uses the term quick cooking. This is just the stuff we want to hear. Ina Garten, a.k.a. the Barefoot Contessa, says her goal is to be a guest at her own party. Her book, Barefoot Contessa Parties, is subtitled Ideas and Recipes for Easy Parties That Are Really Fun. Say no more. And just when you think you can't look at another tomato, Barbara Kafka is at your side. In her huge book, Vegetable Love, she reminds us why we love tomatoes. She tells us how to plant them, buy them, stuff them, puree them, and bake them. She knows how to make tomato jam and tomato sorbet. So, if you run out of friends and coworkers, the tomato surplus should not be as onerous this year. If it's herbs that have taken over your garden, thumb through Jerry Tronfeld's The Herbal Kitchen. Tonight's dinner could start with lettuce and tarragon soup, followed by cinnamon basil chicken, a side of asparagus and fried sage, and some warm lavender almond cakes for dessert. You can go to the Rocky Mountains, the south of France, the Mexican interior, cities in India, and the Caribbean islands without leaving your deck chair. Just open a cookbook.
Bonnie Wolf is the editor of the food column Kitchen Window on our website, npr.org, where you can find recipes from all the cookbooks she mentioned. There are summer reading recommendations on the site as well.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by, soft kisses on a summer.